AG Safety's Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show and let you know what you're in for. Common Sense Preparedness was designed to give the American public the much-needed information on how to manage and respond to any type of disaster we might face, natural, man-made, or personal. We will not tell you who to vote for or talk about conspiracy theories or when the world is going to end, but we'll get you ready in case that does happen. During this show, you will be exposed to current emergency information from government and non-government sources, and we will talk about the true important information that everyone needs to know. First aid, CPR, what is a tornado, what to do during an earthquake, how to prepare a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan, how to hunt, fish, how to build a fire, what to do in case of power outages. The show will be hosted by myself, Tim Howard, and a variety of guests who will come and share their expertise with us. Nowadays, everywhere you look, someone is an expert. Just because someone writes a book or runs a blog does not make them an expert. However, my credentials? Well, they're pretty extensive with over 25 years field experience as a chemical biological warfare instructor, firefighter, correctional safety manager, area safety manager, safety inspector. I have been associated with various federal, state, and local governments. Currently, I'm associated with the FEMA think tank, OSHA Field Councils, and HE Safety Consultants. I have received numerous awards and citations throughout my career with the United States Air Force, U.S. Department of Justice, founding member of the United States Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Department of Labor. What does this mean? Well, it means you'll get reliable, verifiable information, not paranoia theories. I will share the experiences I have seen in the field since 1986, and I will be able to explain some of the why things are happening. Before we go any further, any information that you hear on this show or find on csp.hesafety.org is to be taken as informational only. We are not legal or medical advisors. We are here to give you alternate information to get you to think about things and use your own common sense to make your decisions. We do suggest that you talk to your personal medical and legal advisors to help you make a well-rounded, informative decision. Our website, csp.hesafety.org, has been designed to give you more information than can be found on this program. The website is free, so stop on by and begin your research with Common Sense Preparedness. You can download or review any of the past shows from our website and comment on any of the news articles that you may see. Also, please show some love to our sponsors. It is because of them we are able to reach you and offer you this life-saving information. Our sponsors have been selected based on the quality of service they offer to our listening audience. They are the vendors that should be of most interest to you. Common Sense Preparedness' mission is not to sell you anything, but instead it is to save as many lives as we can. It is sad to hear about any life being lost when it was avoidable. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at csp.hesafety.org.
Welcome to Common Sense Preparedness with your host, Megan Buck and Howard.
All right, since it's that time of season, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about winter preparedness. Wintertime brings with it snowboarding, skiing, snowball fights, and sledding. It also brings with it death to elders and babies, both inside and outside the home. Wintertime is far worse than summertime, because in the summer, the sun burns you. It makes you react. Cold weather, however, takes away your will to survive. Only 4 degrees separates us from life and death. Cold weather is an adversary that can be dangerous. Every time you venture into the cold, you are pitting yourself against the elements. With a little knowledge of the environment, proper plans, and appropriate equipment, you can overcome these elements. Remember, winter weather is highly variable. Prepare yourself to adapt to blizzard conditions even during sunny and clear weather. Coldness is a far greater threat than it appears. It decreases the ability to think and weakens your will to do anything except get warm. Coldness is an insidious enemy. As it numbs the mind and body, it subdues your will to survive. Some facts and figures about winter deaths. Deaths related to ice and snow About 70% of them occur in automobiles. About 25% of those are people caught out in a storm. Deaths related to exposure to the cold, 50% of the people are over 60 years old. Over 75% are male. About 20% of them occur in the home. Everyone is potentially at risk during a winter storm. The actual threat to you depends on your specific situation. When winter temperature drops significantly below normal, staying warm and safe can be a challenge. Extremely cold temperature can often accompany a winter storm. So that means you may have to cope with power failures and icy roads along with this winter storm. Although staying indoors as much as possible will help reduce some of these risks, you will have risks from indoor hazards. Many homes will be too cold, either due to power failure or because the heating system is inadequate for the weather. When people must use space heaters and fireplaces to stay warm, the risk of household fires increase, as well as carbon monoxide poisoning. So, our wintertime checklist must include testing both the CO2 and the smoke detectors on a weekly basis. They become vital instruments. Exposure to the cold temperatures, whether indoors or out, can cause other serious life-threatening health problems. Infants and the elderly are particularly at risk, but anyone can be affected. To keep yourself and your family safe, you should know how to prevent cold-related health problems and what to do in case of cold weather health emergencies arise. The two main cold weather medical issues you're going to be facing is frostbite and hypothermia. Frostbite is damage to the body tissue caused by extreme cold. Below zero temperatures with light wind will cause frostbite in about 30 minutes. Frostbite causes a loss of feeling and a white or pale appearance of extremities such as fingers, toes, earlobes, and the tip of the nose. If symptoms are detected, get medical help immediately. If you must wait for help, slowly rewarm the affected areas with body heat. However, if the person is showing signs of hypothermia, warm the body core first. Now, hypothermia is a condition brought on when the body temperature drops below 95 degrees Fahrenheit, and it can kill you. For those who survive hypothermia, there is likely to be lasting damage to the kidneys, liver, and pancreas. Now, warning signs of hypothermia include uncontrolled shivering, memory loss, disorientation, incoherence, slurred speech, drowsiness, and apparent exhaustion. That was me on New Year's Eve. Take the person's temperature. If it's below 95, seek medical attention immediately. You have to get help. If medical care is not available, warm the person slowly, starting with the body core. You see, warming the arms and legs first could drive cold blood towards the heart and can lead to heart failure. If necessary, use your body heat for help. Get the person into dry clothing and wrap them in a warm blanket. Make sure you cover the head and neck. Do not give the person alcohol, drugs, coffee, caffeine, or any hot beverages or food. Now, one thing I want to note here is wind chill. Wind chill is not the actual temperature outside, but rather how wind and cold actually feels on exposed skin. As the wind increases, heat is carried away from the body at accelerated rates, driving down the body temperature. Animals are also affected by wind chill. However, cars, plants, and other objects like that are not. Now, the human body is normally at 98.6. At 94 degrees, your body begins to freeze and dies. So maintaining warmth in a cold environment is critical. And how we do this, first of all, let's take a look at our body heat. The body basically acts like a furnace, producing heat through chemical reaction and activity. This heat is lost through conduction, convection, evaporation, radiation, and respiration. As physical activity increases, so does heat production, and conversely, as activity decreases, so does heat production. The key to keeping warm is to add or subtract insulation to the body in the form of clothing. See, when you wear many layers of clothing, your body heat is trapped in between the layers, and that is your insulation. Now, how do we dress for the winter? How do we keep warm in a cold environment? The essence of staying warm in the winter is having the proper clothing layers and knowing how to use them effectively. Personally, I dress in four layers during the winter. Undershirt, t-shirt, flannel, and coat. This way, if I get hot, I peel off a layer or two. And if the weather changes, I'm prepared to face it until I can get into a warm environment. Also, remember, the majority of body heat is lost through the skull, so a winter cap is just as important as a winter jacket. So what constitutes extreme cold? Well, that varies across different parts of the country. In regions relatively unaccustomed to winter weather, like Florida, near-freezing temperatures are considered extreme cold. Regions that are accustomed to winter weather, like New Jersey, below zero temperature is considered extreme cold. And the Arctic region? Well, below minus 20 is considered extreme cold. Your home must be able to handle these extreme conditions, but you must prepare not only your home, but yourself and your supplies to handle these extremes also. Besides the outside temperature, you're going to have to deal with winter storms. The real danger here is the fact that a winter storm can knock out power for days or weeks and basically shut everything down. What makes up a winter storm? Well, cold air. Below freezing temperatures in the clouds or near the ground are necessary to make snow or ice. Moisture, to form clouds and precipitation. Air blown across a body of water, such as a large lake or the ocean, is an excellent source of moisture. And the third and final thing is lift. Lift is something to raise the moist air to form the clouds and cause precipitation. You need those three things. Some dangers associated with winter storms. Storms with strong winds, also known as blizzards. Sometimes winter storms are accompanied with strong winds, creating blizzard-like conditions, with blinding, wind-driven snow, severe drifting, and dangerous wind chills. Strong winds with these intense storms can knock down trees, utility poles, and power lines. Storms near the coast can cause coastal flooding and beach erosion, as well as sink ships at sea. In the west and Alaska, winds descending off the mountains can gust up to 100 miles an hour, which would damage roofs and other structures. Ice storms. Heavy accumulation of ice can bring down trees, power lines, telephone poles, and communication towers. Communication and power may be disrupted for days while utility companies work to repair the extensive damage. Even small accumulations of ice may be an extreme hazard to motorists and pedestrians. And finally, heavy snowstorms. Heavy snow can immobilize a region and paralyze a city, stranding commuters, stopping the flow of supplies, and disrupting emergency and medical services, so you're on your own. Also, accumulations of snow can collapse buildings and knock down trees and power lines. In rural areas, homes and farms may be isolated for days or weeks, and unprotected livestock may be lost. In the mountains, heavy snow can lead to avalanches, and that's a whole new set of problems. So as you can see here, winter storms and wintertime brings its own problems, a lot of problems. And most people die because they do not realize all this. They go out to have fun, oh, it's just snow, it's just water, and they end up freezing to death, or their home is not prepared. Don't get me wrong, wintertime can be a lot of fun. However, you must keep the dangers in the back of your mind so you don't become their victim.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com.
Common Sense Preparedness brought to you in part by PatriotMusic.com.
America is known the world over for its passion for freedom and individual rights. If you love your country as much as I do, and if you'd like to hear great music inspiring this passion, check out PatriotMusic.com. Download music from three great albums, including a new album just released, with a cover you won't forget. PatriotMusic.com.
Hi, this is Matt Fitzgibbons with PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to Common Sense Preparedness with Tim Howard.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. So prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com.
How to prepare your home for the winter. Every year, it is predictable that the outside temperature will drop and the cold north wind will blow. Most people aren't prepared for winter, and most homes are not prepared to keep the coldness out. The problem here is this. Because of this short-sightedness, many people die. The elderly and the babies are the most susceptible. Pneumonia and influenza are a leading cause of death during the wintertime. Check out the influenza page on hcsafety.org for more information. You will also have to be prepared for frostbite and hypothermia. They're the first two things that happen during any kind of winter storm. One last thing you want to keep in mind when you're preparing for the wintertime. It is a very strong possibility that a winter storm might cause power outages and you will have to survive in the home for long periods of time with no communication and no power. That makes heating source, how to keep warm, a number one priority. Most preparedness professionals preach to be prepared for 3 days. It's been my experience, though. 3 days is just the beginning. I recommend that you prepare for 7 days. 7 days worth of food, 7 days worth of water, 7 days worth of supplies. In almost all situations, by the 7th day, you'll have a sound grip on what's going on. What supplies you need to resupply on? Are you ready to evacuate to a shelter or to a friend's house? And a lot of times, the situation's already over. Although periods of extreme cold cannot always be predicted far in advance, weather forecasts are getting pretty good at providing you with several days' notice. Listen to the local weather forecast regularly during the wintertime and check your emergency supplies whenever a period of extreme cold is predicted. Prepare for extreme cold weather every winter. Prepare for power outages every winter. It's always a possibility. There are steps you can take in advance for greater wintertime safety in your home. The ability to feel changes in temperature decreases with age. An older person is more susceptible to health problems caused by a cold. If you're over 65 years old, place an easy-to-read thermometer in an indoor location where you can see it frequently and check the temperature of your home often during winter months. You know, whether you're 65 or not, I think that's a good idea to do, period. Insulate all water lines or long exterior walls so that water supplies are less likely to freeze. Insulate pipes with insulation or newspaper and plastic and allow faucets to drip a little during cold winter months to avoid freezing. To the extent possible, waterproof your home by adding weather stripping, insulation, insulate doors and storm windows, or install thermal pane windows. Caulk and weather strip all doors and windows. Install storm windows or cover your windows with plastic from the inside. Install heavy curtains on your windows. This helps reduce the cold from getting in. Install snow fences in rural areas to reduce drifting in roads and paths, which could block access to homes, barns, and animals' feed and water. If you live in a flood area, consider purchasing flood insurance to cover possible floods during the spring thaw. Homeowner policies don't cover this kind of damage. Prepare for possible isolations in your home by having sufficient heat and fuel. Regular fuel sources may be cut off during power outages. For example, store a good dry supply of seasoned wood for your fireplace or wood burning stove. If you don't have a fireplace or a wood burning stove, I would advise purchasing one. Winterize your home, barn, shed, or any other structure that may provide shelter for your family, neighbors, or livestock. Clear rain gutters, repair roof leaks, and cut away tree branches that could fall on your house or other structures during a storm. Keep fire extinguishers on hand and make sure everyone in the house knows how to use them. House fires pose an additional risk as more people turn to alternate heating sources without taking the necessary safety precautions. Learn how to shut off your water valves just in case your pipes burst. Prior to winter, check the structure ability of the roof to sustain unusual heavy weight from the accumulation of snow or water. If drains on flat roofs don't work, it'll back up on the roof. Fireplace and wood stove preparation. If you plan to use a fireplace or wood stove for emergency heating during the winter, have your chimney or flue inspected each year. Also, if you'll be using a fireplace, wood stove, or kerosene heater, install a smoke detector and a battery-operated carbon monoxide detector near areas to be heated. Test them monthly and replace batteries twice a year. Burn only seasoned hardwood like oak, ash, or maple. Don't burn trash, cardboard boxes, or Christmas trees. They burn unevenly, may contain poisons, and cause a home fire. Also, have a professional chimney sweep company inspect chimneys every year. They'll fix any cracks, blockages, or leaks they find, and clean out any buildup in the chimney. Now, buildup in a chimney can cause fires, so you want to make sure that's done annually. Also, you want to open your flues before fireplaces are used. Kerosene logs can be used to help reduce the buildup of kerosene in the fireplace. You can find them in the local stores. Use sturdy screens and glass doors to keep embers inside the fireplaces and not jumping out on the floor. Install at least one smoke alarm on every level of your home and inside or near sleeping areas. Keep young children away from working wood stoves or heaters to avoid contact burn injuries. Now, if you're going to be using a portable space heater this year, make sure your heater has been tested for safety. Look at the bottom for a label, the UL, CSA, or ETL label. Place space heaters at least 3 feet away from anything that can burn, including furniture, people, pets, and curtains. You should always have an adult in the room when the space heater is on. Turn off space heaters before leaving the room or going to sleep. Supervise children and pets at all times around portable space heaters. And never use space heaters to dry clothing or blankets. Doesn't work. Now, some personal winter preparedness. Keep food supplies up to a 7-day level. Food that doesn't require heating or refrigeration, such as canned meats, soups, and stews, cereals, and energy bars. Water. You're going to need 1 gallon of water per person per day. Allow enough for 7 days. Also, you want a 7-day supply of prescription medications at all times. You also want blankets and cold weather clothing for each family member. A warm coat, gloves or mittens, hat, and a water-resistant boot for each member of the family. Winter safety for pets. During any type of emergency situation, pets, especially dogs, are great for protection, and they act like an early warning system. However, they are living creatures just like we are, and are susceptible to things that we are also. If you have pets, bring them indoors. If you cannot bring them inside, provide adequate shelter to keep them warm and make sure they have access to unfrozen water. Most animal deaths in winter storms are from dehydration. Plan for additional pet food and water for household pets up to 7 days in emergency supplies. Frostbite, hypothermia, and even death are real dangers for your pets. Don't let their fur coats fool you. Small, young, and older pets should be brought in when the temperature reaches 40 degrees. All other pets should be brought in at 20 degrees. Frostbite occurs when a pet's ears, paws, or tail gets cold enough that ice crystals form in the tissue and causes damage. If you think your pet has frostbite, bring him into a warm area and soak the affected area with warm water for about 20 minutes. In the meantime, contact your local veterinarian immediately. Hypothermia, which occurs when the animal's body temperature goes below normal as a result of prolonged exposure to cold temperatures, is another real danger during cold winter months. Symptoms of hypothermia include, typically, shivering, lethargic, and low heart rate, slow breathing, and unresponsiveness. If you notice any of these symptoms in your animal, warm the animal up immediately by wrapping them in blankets, get them in a warm environment, etc., and contact your veterinarian. Your animal's shelter. If your pet needs to stay outside for long periods of time, make sure they have a dry, warm, and draft-free shelter. The shelter should be just the right size in order to provide warmth and comfort. If the shelter is too large, the animal's body heat cannot warm up the area. If it is too small, the animal cannot move around in order to generate this body heat. An animal's internal body systems work extra hard in the cold to maintain appropriate body temperatures. As such, your pet needs extra fuel to burn and generate heat. Also, remember to provide plenty of fresh drinking water and keep it from freezing. It is just as easy to get dehydrated in the winter as it is in the summer if proper amounts of water are not consumed. Also, try and keep the snow from building up along fences so it does not provide artificial steps that will allow your pet to get out of the safety of your backyard. If he does get out, remember, the ice melting chemicals commonly used in public streets can irritate and burn your pet's paws. Be sure to rinse off his feet after being exposed to such chemicals. For livestock, move the livestock to sheltered areas. Shelter belts, properly laid out and oriented, are better protection for cattle than confining shelters such as sheds. Have a water supply available. Most animal deaths in the winter storm, like I said, is from dehydration. Also, you want to add some extra stuff or make sure some extra stuff are added to your disaster supply kits during the winter months. Rock salt. Use rock salt to melt away ice and snow. Sand to improve traction. Snow shovels and other snow removal equipment. Paper plates, cups, and paper utensils in case power goes out. Flashlights and batteries. Solar or hand-cranked NOAA AM/FM radios. A solar power clock. They also have solar flashlights. A cellular phone, and make sure it's charged most of the time. You also want to make sure you have extra blankets and extra warm clothing in your supply kit. Non-clumping kitty litter. Kitty litter will generate temporary traction. Also, you want to resupply your first aid kit, make sure it's up to levels. You want to check all fire extinguishers and smoke alarms in your home prior to the winter to make sure they are in working condition. If not, replace them. One last thing about preparing your home for the winter. Know ahead of time how to help the elderly and disabled friends in your neighborhood. Check on them regularly and be prepared to bring them into your home when the situation calls for it.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-TV, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper. Have you ever wanted to make sure you have the right news? You want to avoid all that hassle of going through fluff piece after fluff piece and politician talking about another politician? Well, you can. Visit Prepper Podcast Radio Network News, PPRNnews.com. We're the number one site for preppers to get their news. You want to know about the tyranny going on in the world? PPRNnews.com. You want to know about disaster? PPRNnews.com. From disaster, finance, extreme weather, tyranny, the unrest in the Middle East, in America, in Asia, we are the number one source that people come to get the news that matters most to preppers. The Prepper Podcast Radio Network News. Visit us today, put us on your favorite, and visit us often. I guarantee you will not be sorry.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems.
Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
Now here's a new song from Matt Fitzgibbons from his newest album called Entitled.
West of Pittsburgh is home. Since my granddaddy's days, they left us alone. We lived on the river where we made panther's breath till the marshal brought death. We had fought for your freedom from here to the east. Cleaned out the Tories till the land was at peace, and we picked off the redcoats with our frontiersman aim. Then the taxman came. The Federalists said that they'd pay for the war with a tax on corn whiskey distilled from us poor. That we needed some master to keep us in awe, so they declared martial law. We farmers decided we'd stick together, so we covered some taxmen with tar and with feathers. General Washington headed the army again. 13,000 men. While the gallows are built, and it seems that my country is feeling some guilt. They say we've been pardoned, now their point has been made. But you should be afraid.
Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, the American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDV.com. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN-DV, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDV.com. All right, now we're back. Let's talk a little bit about preparing your automobile for the winter. You can avoid many dangerous travel problems by planning ahead. That's the key here. Have maintenance service on your vehicle as often as manufacturer recommends. One of the leading causes of death during winter storms is transportation accidents, so preparing your vehicle for the winter season and know how to react if you're stranded or lost on the road are the keys to safe winter driving. Some of the things you want to check when you have your vehicle serviced is, one, windshield wiper fluid. Have to make sure it's a wintertime mixture. Antifreeze levels, ensure that they are sufficient to avoid freezing. Also, keep your gas tank near full at all times during winter. This will help avoid ice in the tank and fuel lines. Check your battery and ignition system. Should be in top condition and battery terminals should be cleaned. Brakes, check for wear and fluid levels. Exhaust system, check for leaks and crimp pipes. Repair or replace as necessary. Carbon monoxide is deadly and usually gives no warning. Thinking about the exhaust system, if you're traveling and you start to feel sick for no apparent reason, pull over to the side of the road, get out of the car for 5 minutes. If you feel better, more than likely you have an exhaust problem. You need to get that checked. Fuel and air filters. Replace and keep water out of the system by adding additives and maintaining the full gas tank. Heaters and defrosters. Make sure they work. Lights and flashing hazard lights. Check for serviceability. Oil. Check the oil levels and weight. Heavier oils congeal more at low temperatures and do not lubricate as well. If necessary, replace existing oil with a winter-grade oil or an SAE 10W30. Thermostat. Ensure it works properly. Install good winter tires. Make sure the tire has adequate tread. And the way you can do this is by taking a Lincoln penny and putting it upside down. If the tread covers Lincoln's head, then you've got good tread. If it does not cover Lincoln's head, then the tread is low and you need to replace that tire. All-weather radios are usually adequate for most winter conditions. However, check with your local jurisdiction. Some jurisdictions require that you drive with snow chains and snow tires with studs on. And also, check the air pressure regularly. The low air pressure can cause sliding. Also, keep a windshield scraper and small broom for ice and snow removal in your emergency kit. The emergency kit. Let's talk a little bit about the emergency kit. You know, each vehicle should have one. A summertime emergency kit and a wintertime emergency kit. Prior to winter, install your wintertime emergency kit, and that should include a shovel, windshield scraper and small broom, flashlight, battery-operated radio, extra batteries, sleeping bags, extra newspaper for insulation, plastic bags for sanitation, some water, high-energy snack food, matches, extra hats, socks, and mittens, a first aid kit with a pocket knife, and if you take medications, have at least 2 or 3 days' worth of medication in there, some extra blankets, tow chain or rope, some salt or sand for the road, booster cables, emergency flares, emergency distress flag, which could be a bandana or something that's brightly colored, rain gear, a small shovel, some tools, card games and puzzles, and a non-electric can opener. And that should complete a good winter emergency kit for your automobile. One thing I want to bring up, if you do get stuck in the snow while traveling, heavy snows can make roads impassable. So if you get stuck, here's some effective survival tips. Start by shoveling a path in front and behind the wheels. Spread sand in your path you have shoveled. The strips of carpet or roof shingles just in front of the tires can give it something to grip onto. Just remember, and this is very important, if the tire does not grip on these items,
The tire will catapult them to the opposite side of the tire, so don't be standing behind there. And make sure there's nothing even damaged behind the car. If that fails, rock the vehicle back and forth in rapid succession until you can get under some snow that you can grip. Well, now that we got the car out and free, let's talk a little about winter driving safety. Driving during the wintertime is extremely dangerous. Just the slightest movement of the steering wheel and off the road you will go, or that fateful slide when you hit your brakes. The best advice is this. Do not drive if you don't have to. Use public transportation if at all possible. However, if you must drive, use extreme caution. The following tips will help you get to your destination in one piece. Travel in the day, and don't travel alone. Keep others informed of your schedule and your estimated time of arrival. In case anything goes wrong, a half an hour to an hour later, they can start calling for help. Stay on main roads, highways. Avoid back roads and shortcuts. If a blizzard traps you in your car, pull off the highway, turn on your hazard lights, and hang a distress flag from your radio antenna or window. Tie a brightly colored cloth to the antenna as a signal to rescuers and or raise your hood of the car if it's not snowing out. Remain in your vehicle where rescuers are more likely to find you. Do not set out on foot unless you can see a building close by where you know you can take shelter. Be careful. Distances are distorted by blowing snow. A building may seem close, but it's too far to walk in a deep snowstorm. Only leave the car and proceed on foot, if necessary, once the blizzard is past. Run the engine or heater about 10 minutes every hour to keep warm. When the engine is running, open a downward window, that's the window away from the blowing wind, slightly for ventilation, and periodically clear snow from the exhaust pipe. This will help protect you from possible carbon monoxide poisoning. Also, if you're in your car and you start to feel sick to your stomach, nauseated, while the engine is running, get out of the car to some fresh air. If you start to feel better, take a look around the tailpipe, make sure the carbon monoxide is not getting back into the car somehow. Exercise to maintain body heat, but avoid overexertion. In extreme cold, use road mats, seat covers, or floor mats for insulation. Huddle with a passenger and use your coat as a blanket. Body heat will keep you warm. It's the best heat generation. Wrap your entire body, including your head, in extra clothing, blanket, or newspapers. Stay awake. You are less vulnerable to cold-related health problems this way. However, if you are stranded for a long period of time and you need to sleep, take turns sleeping. One person should be awake at all times looking for rescue crews. Drink fluids to avoid dehydration. Be careful not to waste battery power. Balance electrical energy needs, the use of lights, heat, and radio, with supply. Don't drain the battery. Turn on an inside light at night so work crews and rescuers can find you if you will not drain the battery. If stranded in a remote area, stop large block letters in the open, spelling out the words help or SOS, or line it with rocks and tree limbs to attract the attention of rescue personnel, who more than likely will be surveying the area by airplane. Move anything you needed from the trunk to the passenger area. As you sit, keep moving your arms and legs to improve circulation and stay warm. The more you move, the more your body will generate heat, the more the heat will be captured in between the layers of your clothing. Watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Severe cold can cause numbness, making you unaware of possible danger. Keep fingers and toes moving for circulation, and huddle together for body heat. Like I said earlier, drink fluids to avoid dehydration. Bulky winter clothing can cause you to sweat, but cold, dry air will help the sweat evaporate, making you unaware of possible dehydration. When individuals are dehydrated, they are more susceptible to effects of the cold and heart attacks. Melt snow before using it for drinking water. Do not eat the snow. It lowers your body's core temperature and increases the risk for hypothermia. Be cautious about travel. Listen to the radio and television reports for travel advisories issued by the National Weather Service. Do not travel in low visibility conditions. That's just dangerous. Avoid traveling on ice-covered roads, overpasses, and bridges if at all possible. If you must travel by car, use tire chains and take a mobile phone with you. I think everyone's got a mobile phone nowadays. Also, a good idea is, before you have to travel in the winter, make sure you check and restock your winter emergency supplies in your car before you leave. Never pour water on your windshield to remove ice or snow. It may cause the windshield to shatter. Now, some notes about winter driving. Due to the road condition, Driving during the wintertime poses some additional risk that you must be prepared for. Most traffic accidents in the wintertime are fatal because of these conditions. Slow down. Driving during a snowstorm, traction becomes more valuable than gold. That's because you lose traction faster than you lose your gold. The slower you are going, the more likely you will keep your traction, and if you lose it, the slide will be much shorter. Always wear your seatbelts. Always drive during the daytime. At night, the sunlight decreases. So does the outside temperature, and it may cause freezing. Patches of black ice will ruin your day in a heartbeat. Never drink and drive. You need to be on top of your game during these conditions. Put extra distance between you and the car in front of you. In case you start to slide, you'll know how to react, and hopefully the slide will be shorter. Don't slam on your brakes. The wheels can lock, causing your car to slide. If your car starts to slide, take your foot off the gas. Also, keep your foot off the brake and turn the wheels in the direction of the slide to straighten it out. Drive on interstates and one-way roads whenever possible. Head-on collisions are among the greatest killers on wet and icy roads. Turn on your lights to see and to be seen. Clear snow and ice off the headlights, taillights, mirrors, and license plates. Stop the car when necessary to keep the windows clear. Be aware that bridges, ramps, and overpasses might freeze first. One last thing, check your wipers. Make sure they're not frozen to the windshield. Consider replacing them with some heavy-duty ones if you have to.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN TV, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at csp.dv.com.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper, telling you about the Covert Prepper Show. If you want to learn how to hide your food, your weapons, your water, your dear-needed medical supplies, then tune in onto Blog Talk Radio. Look for Prepper Podcast Radio Network. Look for the Covert Prepper. I'm there 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday nights, where you can listen to me tell you how I figured out how I can hide my stuff. I share this with you. And I'm also undergoing a series called 300 Days to Doomsday. This is where I get people ready to, well, be ready for a doomsday. That doomsday could be the end of the world, or it could be simply as, well, you lose your job. Or even worse than that, you lose your number one provider, your spouse. So listen in and visit www.thecovertprepper.com today.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-TV, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com.
Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program, and our holiday safety crime prevention tips. Christmas is one of the highest crime times of the year. The following precautions can help you ensure the safety of you and your family. Before you go shopping, avoid carrying a purse. Use a fanny pack or deep pockets in clothing to carry what you need. Carry small amounts of cash. Carry your keys, cash, credit cards separate from each other. Wallet in the front pocket. Ensure your cell phone is fully charged before going to the store. Shop during daylight hours when possible. Avoid shopping alone. There is safety in numbers. While shopping, if you have to carry a purse, carry it close to your body and always zipped. Put the purse flap against your body and holding it with your arm. Wearing a purse under your coat. Park strategically close to the store is optimal. Park in well-lit areas. Never park next to a van. Know exactly where you park. Make a mental note of it. Make sure you lock your car. Now, while shopping, constantly pay attention to what's going on around you. When hurried or in a crowded shop, make sure you get all forms of ID and credit card returned to you before you leave. Be aware of strangers accidentally bumping into you. Avoid carrying large packages that block your vision. Consolidate as many packages as possible. Consider having your purchases delivered to your home. Ask if the store will provide a security escort to your vehicle. Now, after shopping, leave the mall store well before closing time. Avoid shopping until you are exhausted. You are more alert when you are less tired. Have your keys in your hand before you go to the car. Hold one of the keys in between your fingers in case you are attacked and you have to fight off your attacker. Do not use your automobile door locks to locate your car. No undue attention. Check underneath it as you approach it. Check the back seat of your vehicle before you get into it. When going to the store, from store to store, keep your packages out of sight and in your trunk. Some home security. Keep gifts hidden from view through outside windows. After opening gifts, break down cardboard boxes of expensive electronics in fancy stores and put them in plastic bags to hide the fact that you have valuable items in your home. Happy holidays from Common Sense Preparedness and HE Safety Consultants.
Well, that about does it for this episode of Common Sense Preparedness. If you want to follow any information that you heard on this radio program or any other information, follow us at CSPDB.com. And remember, a wise man prepares for a darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com.
Your BB gun was the world of fun when you were just a little squirt. You learned the rules of defensive tools so that no one would get hurt. using both hands. Founders knew the Second Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we'd never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Amin, and Pol Pot, they told us things that you never forgot. You teach your lessons to your daughters and sons, to fear the government, to fear your guns. Now the new world order crew, well, they're making their demands. Don't feel safe if you are wrong, you say gun control is using both hands. Well, I prefer the freedom when to the tiny 2 to 3. Gives me more than 1,000 yards to protect my family. Using both hands.